Hello, everybody. This is Anthony Bionis from Mission Star Podcast. And if you enjoy listening to us, not only on the website, but also on iTunes, be sure to check us out on Stitcher as well. Stitcher is an iPhone, Android app, also on other smartphones. You can download for free, and also registration is for free, too. It's an app that you can listen to any podcast that is on there without ever downloading a file. When you register with Stitcher, be sure to put in promo code MissionStar or Conover or both, and you get to automatically be entered into a $100 prize every month from Stitcher. So be sure to check us out, support us, and we'll support you guys. Hello, everybody. It's been a while since we had another episode, but with these drought of anime conventions that are coming up here and there, we managed to go and check out Cherry Blossom Festival. And with me today is Kazu from One Run Network joining us.
Hey, everybody.
And, excuse me, everybody. Just had a lunch. Okay. So, so today we're going to talk about Cherry Blossom Festival that happened this past weekend. And, man, where to start? Kazu.
Yeah.
When just tell me your overall experience of Cherry Blossom Festival this past weekend.
Oh man, you know what? I had a heck of a time. Very, very good time this past weekend. I only went on Sunday, but I had a great time. We went by the parade, saw the whole thing. It was great. Really, really great parade. Had a lot of good time checking out the vendors. There was a lot of little events from all the sponsors. Popped into Kinokuniya bookstore, got some loot. Ate at Osakaya, had some really good ramen and sushi. Just had a really great experience there.
Okay, it's awesome. Sounds great. And yeah, like the food there at Japantown was great.
Oh yeah.
No mistake in that.
Yeah, never disappoints.
Yeah, it never does. Oh man. But yeah. So yeah. Cherry Blossom Festival was pretty awesome this past weekend. When we got there, the place where we normally gather, the cosplayers gather before the grand parade. We also went on Sunday too. And when we got there, ironically because it was the same day as Earth Day, there was already like tents and things set up for the park for Earth Day.
Okay.
So you had a combination of hippies and cosplayers. So it was a very interesting combination. It was interesting to say the least. But the thing is though is that what I've noticed from this year than the last year or at least 2 years ago when I went to Cherry Blossom Festival, I didn't go last year, was that the amount of cosplayers coming this time around were a lot smaller than what
really?
I saw before. Yes. To my knowledge, it looks like from the amount, it looked like there was only maybe like 40 to 50 cosplayers that came. Which was a small number in comparison. So, because like I was walking around and I was taking pictures, and I noticed that there weren't not many. It was like,
yeah, same here.
So it was interesting to see that. And I asked a few friends, like, you know, like, yo, what's up? Why is there, you know, that many cosplayers as usual? And you know, part of it is why it's, you know, life and moving on, or
sure.
Things going on that, you know, they can't do. Might have been, you know, like, hey, they might have saw the Earth Day thing and is like thinking like, oh wow, huh. Maybe I shouldn't go. Who knows exactly the reasoning, but it was a lot smaller than usual. Parade was still fun though. I mean, like, I this happened to me last time too. It was like I went to the Grand Parade and I participated in it, and then I got sunburned. So
I got sunburned too.
Yeah. So yeah. My face is all sunburned. It's like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be
same here, man.
It's gonna be shedding for weeks.
Yeah.
Man. But I mean, it was an overall great time. I mean, like, there was a lot of things that that happened that were cool. We'll see. You know, meeting with new friends and old friends alike, and whatnot.
Yeah.
So you were you saw the parade and you saw kind of how the crowd is and everything.
Yeah.
In your opinion, because like Cherry Blossom Festival has always been crowded. But in your opinion, was it as crowded this year as it was previous years?
Honestly, this was my first year going,
Oh, okay.
so I thought from what I've seen, I mean, I've seen a lot of coverage from it before, so I kind of have an idea of how it was in previous years. What I thought there was a lot of people, not so much cosplayers, but just a lot of people in general. I mean, I go to J-Pop Summit in it's like August or October, I think. It's a similar event, but it's a little bit of a different focus. And then I was at AOD in February, and I've never seen Japantown like that packed. So to me, I thought, especially during the parade, you couldn't even really get down the sidewalks. There were so many people, or at least the part that I was at. I was right over by the kind of where that main intersection is. And I was like right out there, and it was just so packed right there. And I was pretty impressed, actually. But I did hear a lot of people saying that there was a little bit less attendance this year. I know the entrance to the malls right after the parade were like so incredibly packed, though. Like you could
Oh,
not
yeah.
get in.
Yeah,
And
definitely.
my friend was telling me to take this back way because we were going to meet up for dinner, right? And I go in this one entrance, and it was so bad. People had been in this huge gridlock for like 10 minutes, and there was a funny part where people just said, "Okay, screw it, we're just gonna push." So everybody's like, "Push, push, 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 push," to get through. And I was like, "Oh my God, what's going on?" And I think the funniest part of that is who I bumped into in that crowd was actually a really, really well-known cosplayer who was there in secret. Her name is Vampy. I
Oh,
don't know if you've heard of
really?
her. She was actually there in secret,
Really? I did not
and
know that.
I bumped into her, and she's 4'8" feet tall, and so she was like, "Oh my God, I'm drowning!" Like, and we were just like laughing in this like mass of like humanity, and there was a man. It was like crazy though. I mean, there was a lot of people, but yeah, there were less cosplayers. But I enjoyed it still.
That's awesome. Interesting you ran into Vampy. Like I didn't heard of anything that she was going to be there or kind of anything of the sorts.
Yes, I was pretty surprised myself, and somebody else I know ran into her too, and they were like, "Oh, Vampy," and she was like, "Shh, don't say anything." With the clothes and everything. She's like, "Don't say anything."
Right, gotcha. That's cool. Yeah, the funny thing is that yeah, it was really crowded, especially when me and my friends were trying to go get some food, like after the parade was over. It was really crowded and it was pretty insane. Like we got lucky to find a seat in the one area it's I can't really describe it, but like it has like a fountain next to all the chairs, and then there's like a food place across from it, and there's like three stores. Yeah, so we were lucky enough to get a seat during the madness that was going on. And what was it? I mean, the funny thing is that whenever you go to a Japanese place to go eat something, like the funny thing, at least, well, to some people. They would do is they would go and they'll order a burger even though it was in like a Japanese place.
That
So
totally defeats the purpose.
yeah, it does. And I went there and I was trying to look at what was the to order there, and kind of chicken out. I was like, I guess I'll get this what's this teriyaki burger. I mean, it's a mix of both, so I guess it
Sure, yeah.
works.
Best of both worlds, right?
So that happened, but yeah, it was really crowded. I think, I mean, like for Japantown, this is really this is always good for them because it's a lot of people, a lot of customers. You get a lot of people going to stores and buying stuff.
Oh,
It's like an anime convention, convention pretty much.
pretty
So
much, huh?
yeah, it was really good business for them. But yeah, I will say though, like I think this year it was kind of weird that the weather was, because last time I was there it was really hot, and I at the time I was cosplaying as Blackstar, and when I got home and I was sunburned, my arms and my face were sunburned obviously, and when I took a shower, that black symbol that he has on his shoulder that Blackstar has, so I had that like I used eyeliner to make that symbol. And when I took a shower and took it off, like for about a week or two, I had this like sun burn marked star on my shoulder for a while.
That's funny.
Yeah. So that happened.
Wow.
Yeah. But what were the other things you saw that were like kind of stood out to you during the weekend?
Well, let's see. Well, during the parade, there was some individual things that stood out to me, and then I saw some of them before the parade as well. Like that was I just have to say those judo guys, man, that was like cool. I got some cool shots of their moves. I
Awesome.
got a couple shots of them in midair, and that was just like that surprised me because I looked over and I actually thought somebody was in a fight, like somebody was fighting, and I was like, oh crap, no, there's a fight. And I look over and this guy's like, phew, and he like poof, and he like pushes the other guy down. I'm like, whoa, and like, okay, that's part of the event. And I'm like, that's awesome. And I saw there was this group of people that were promoting Okinawan culture, and they were in the parade too. And I actually met up with some of them beforehand. And I've always really appreciated Okinawa because it's a little bit different than the rest of the mainland of Japan. And I just thought that was really interesting as well. Man, the taiko guys, always love taiko drums. It gives me chills every time.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll find myself listening to it and like thumping on something, you know, to the same beat and be like, oh yes, feel the energy, you
Yeah.
know. And that was just one of the many things I think was really cool. And aside from guys trying to sell me Comcast the whole time I was there, I'm like, man,
Yeah.
I just got rid of you guys. You guys are like a leech.
Damn. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think really quick, I think that just the atmosphere and the cherry blossoms and just hanging out with friends in a place like that is just you can't really get that at any other event.
Oh yeah,
I think
definitely.
that's the part that I like the most,
Definitely, it
just
is.
being there.
Yeah, definitely, because it is like a combination of anime convention plus Asian culture, which there isn't much today. Usually, to get that type of same feel, you go to an anime convention, and a lot less Asian culture and a lot more anime and other stuff associated with it. For me, I think it was two things. Because one, I have never been to what do they call it? You know those machines where you go in and take pictures with your friends, and then
Oh,
you.
like a Purikura, Pika
Yes,
Pika machine?
yes. That was my first time ever going to one with my friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah, that was cool. So we went and did that. That was pretty fun. And then I was waiting while my friends were kind of dealing with printing it out and cutting out the pieces. I was sitting down and I looked outside and there was this group. The parade was still going on, or I think it was. And there was this you might know this, but so there was like three old guys like in a I think it's like in a bandana and then like just wearing like
Yeah, with the whistles.
I think it was a whistle, but like they were on top of this thing they're standing on, and below all these people were moving it or like was carrying it, and they were jumping up and down. And the thing that stood out to me was, first off, I mean, it was really cool. It was interesting. I've never seen this thing in person, really, and it was really cool. But then the second thing was like, well, bunch of old guys and thongs,
Yeah, man. Yeah, I know.
man. What?
You know, I came out of the mall when that happened to see the parade. At one point, it started looping. Like they added the first few like attractions of the parade to the end of it to finish it off. And then I thought I'm like, okay, so they're just kind of looping it a little bit. So I've seen everything. So I went away for a bit, came back, and that was going down the road. And I was standing next to this guy from Comcast. It's the third time they were like after me. And the Comcast guy, like he just I started laughing because of how he was laughing. That guy probably has never seen anything like that in his life. And he fell on the ground and was like rolling on the floor.
Oh my
He's like,
God.
what are those old guys doing? And I was like, hey man, it's like it's cool. Those guys, you know, I give them like props for doing that. I mean, but I was like, what the hell? Like And then
That.
I'm like, that's crazy. And like they were like jumping up and down on it, and they were like blowing these whistles, and I'm like, man, they gotta be out of breath, but props to them for doing
Yeah,
that.
they were bringing the hype to the
Oh
parade.
yeah, they were definitely a finale, I'd say.
Oh yeah, definitely. It was really cool though. Like I really did enjoy watching that, and I actually recorded it. I'll upload it pretty soon, but it was just
That's
like,
something you don't see every day.
yeah, really, really.
Yeah.
One of the key moments for me when I was in the parade or kind of watching this entire experience happen is that during a parade, like there were times where sometimes where like these cosplayers that were in on the sidewalks would jump in, everybody's like, yay, whatnot.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, there were multiple times where that happened. I actually got like a few clips of it on the video we uploaded think this past week. It was cool because I had the like I kind of talked today. It was cool to see them like trying to get them to join the parade, and it was
Yeah.
kind of a give and take type of deal. And like when they finally did, like everybody was all happy and whatnot, and it was that sense of camaraderie. But the funny thing is also what happened during the parade was there was two incidents where like the first time there was like these two crazy guys that were on the sidewalk. And they were old, and they were looking, and you could tell they were bums, and they were looking at us, and they were like just screaming, like, yeah! they were like going nuts because they haven't seen anything like this, I guess, and
Wow.
they must have thought like, man, we're on drugs.
Oh, man.
So we were cracking up. And then
Wow.
this other time where like this rocker was all down the sidewalk, he saw us. And then he stuck his tongue out and just
Oh, what?
and screams like, and he was just like, he's just doing like, yeah. So it was funny. I mean, it was
Wow.
hilarious, man. It was there were some interesting moments that happened during the parade,
Yeah.
man. But yeah,
Dang.
yeah, it was very, very interesting. How did you After, like, did you were you there when they did the whole? I think it was kind of like a masquerade type of deal at the end of the parade when everybody's gathered at this Japantown and they have people doing skits or dances or songs.
Well, after the parade is mostly when I went to go get some food. But I noticed that there were a lot of cosplayers that were gathering kind of near that off to the right of the stage area, and there were a lot of photographers doing some shoots there. But if they did anything after the parade, I didn't really see it. I just got a shot of most of the cosplayers while they were in the parade. I
Gotcha.
actually remember closely a time where you passed by and I took a couple shots of you.
Nice, awesome. I think I might have got on camera, and because like the funny thing is like there was this guy. I think there was like this camera crew that was doing live video shot of us. And so when a camera came to me and I was dressed up as Macy Hughes, I put my picture of my daughter right up to the camera. And
Oh,
I was
man.
like, yeah,
Oh,
yo.
that's awesome.
My daughter's cute. What was it? Yeah, like I was there for a little bit, that one area where everybody was gathered for the cosplayers and everybody alike, and they were performing skits, just kind of just like entertainment, dances and songs majority. And it was just kind of like a show that we were putting together, and they were giving away a car, which is kind of it was cool. But I was like, man, that's awesome. I wish I would entered. But it was cool. It was very relaxing. Actually, it's funny. I was sitting down, and this one guy just randomly came up to me to start talking to me about anime and conventions. Because
That's
apparently
cool.
he had like no idea of any of it. So I was kind of like teaching him the ways of our culture, of our
Ah, okay. Showing the
of our
ropes.
yeah of our people.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really cool. When you after this weekend, what was the thing you took away from your first time going to this to Cherry Blossom Festival?
What do you mean?
As far as like you've experienced your first time going to Cherry Blossom Festival, you saw the parade, you had a great time. What was the one thing you took away from all this?
One thing I took away,
Yeah.
like took with me.
Well, metaphorically and yes, in physical form.
Man. Just the experience itself, man. That's all I can really say. Like it was a really great experience coming back and being able to have photos and videos of things we were able to capture there, and just meeting up with friends and stuff like that is really, really where it's at
Gotcha.
for me at least. I mean, that was like just it's just it's a joy to always go to the event, these events, and something like this, which is like different than your average con, you know, it's awesome. But I know I was exhausted though when I came back. I pretty much just crashed. I spent like the whole next day just like I was like con hangover.
Yeah, I know the feeling, man. I was
Yeah.
see the thing for me after Cherry Blossom Fest was over, I got back home. I sat on the computer for about an hour or two, watched a few animes, and then I forgot. Like, oh shit, I gotta play another. I gotta play some
Yeah.
Diablo 3 for the site. So I played Diablo 3 for about an hour and a half, because I
How was
was
that?
the open beta. Diablo 3.
Yeah, how did it go?
Oh, it went well, man. I played as much as I could. I played it Friday, Saturday, and then like Sunday when I got back.
Nice,
And
nice. I didn't get the chance to check it out.
oh man, it was so good. It's a really good game that Blizzard put together, and it's Diablo like it was before, except even better.
Even better.
Yeah, like
Sweet.
yeah, I can go on and on, but basically, I got back home and I played the Witch Doctor, which is pretty much equal to ne the Necromancer in Diablo
Oh,
2.
okay.
And it was interesting. He was a very interesting character. He has spells that he can cast that to mid to long range, but also like he can summon like the undead and to help to protect
Okay.
himself. It was a very interesting character. It was cool.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I can only handle an hour and a half, and I had to go to sleep because I was too tired. I was.
And you know, I heard that like there was a lot of people that couldn't even get in. There was
Yeah.
like there was over 300,000 people online, and at one point it like crashed.
Yeah, actually, it was funny as that actually happened. I think it was Saturday night while
Wow.
I was playing the monk class, and I was playing it on stream, and it was funny. I was playing it, and then like in the middle of it, it's like, oh, you've been kicked out. It's like, oh, I guess Blizzard said, sorry, buddy, next in line.
Yeah.
So, but
Well,
yeah.
hey, that's what the beta's for, you know, finding out how many, you know, people you can handle
Oh yeah,
on your server.
definitely,
So.
definitely. Yeah, so it was a lot of fun, but yeah, the way I ended Cherry Blossom Festival for me was at what was it? I was hanging out with my friends, and we were hanging out with some of the cosplayers that was still there at Cherry Blossom Festival. I think like past seven. We were there for a while, and we were hanging out with have you seen this Captain America cosplayer and Attack Anime
I
WonderCon?
think so. I think so.
Yeah, we were hanging out with him and like a few others.
Oh, okay.
So we were just kind of chilling, just kind of talking about Transformers and movies and
Sweet.
all that nerd stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, like
Awesome stuff.
we really just chilled and just kind of chatted, and it felt really like kind of like a you're at a convention and you're talking with friends or talking to new people and like
Yeah.
just kind of chilling there, sitting down or relaxing because you had a
Yeah.
long day.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
I know that feeling.
Yes.
I mean, around that time, I was around the end of it. I was at Osakaya, the restaurant that's in the, I think it's the West Mall. I don't want to be like for sure because I don't know which direction is. I keep forgetting. I think it's West, the one that has all the restaurants in it. If I'm wrong, then it's East. But anyway, I was there and I was just sitting in that restaurant waiting for my food, and I was just like, man, this has been a really awesome day. It's like I'm exhausted, but got a lot of great photos, met up a lot of great people, and had a good time. And you know, it's April, and the cherry blossoms are out, and it's spring, and everything's so fresh and vibrant and colorful. It was just good time, very good time. I mean, the less attendees, it didn't really bother me too much. I still really enjoyed it.
Definitely, definitely. Since this is your first time going, do you plan to come back next year?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna come back for sure.
Awesome.
Next year I want to actually like try and do more because I only came on Sunday, and I don't know how much more there is on the other days, but I'd like to come for more than just Sunday next year, and I'm gonna see if I can't actually collaborate with the event itself by next year.
That'd be cool. That'd be
Yeah.
awesome. I normally go on the Sundays because of, just the Grand Parade and cosplaying. But I've heard that there are other stuff that does go on during Cherry Blossom Festival.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, like I got a free program book and I was looking through it, and I'm like, man, this thing is packed. I mean, there's like all these little buildings and rooms like off to the side that have little events in them. Everything from like, oh, here's like a you know, promotional video from this time of this decade, and we're showing it here while we do this demonstration of kendo to the side, you know. And then across from that, it's like, oh, learn Ikebana and all this stuff. I was like, dang, there's so much to do.
Mm-hmm.
Which, definitely. I mean, I got to give them credit. I mean, like, there's a lot of stuff to do in that event.
Yeah, there is. There is a lot of things to do at that event. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like, I think we both agree, like, this is, like, a pretty good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to think what else was there that I might have missed or covered. Yeah, I think we covered majority of Cherry Blossom Festival. I mean,
yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, it isn't like anime convention where, like, you know, we're there for several days and, like, there was something to happen on each day. Like, no, like, for us, it was just for one day.
Yeah.
And pretty much, like, covered, you know, as much as we could, you know, parade and whatever was left over.
For those that are listening to this podcast, that at least I suggest that if you're gonna go, if you've never gone before, that Sunday, the day of the parade, would definitely be the day to go.
Agreed. I mean, the thing that I would advise is to get there early.
The parking.
Yeah, the parking is insane.
Parking is, like, very not good there. I mean, like, we set sail on this adventure at, like, 5 a.m. from Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And we were a little bit late by the time we got there, but we were trying to get there by maybe, like, I don't know, like 7 or so, maybe 8 at the latest. And we had, like, so much trouble getting there. We almost had a flat tire. We thought we had a flat tire. And then there was a guy who ran into our car with his bike, mm-hmm. in San Francisco, and he got out of his bike and was chasing our car down the street.
No way.
And my buddy who was driving the car, he got out and talked to him, and he's like, because everybody, there was this bus stop full of people, and they're like, you hit that guy on the bike, you hit that biker, what are you going to do about it? And my friend, he's like, hey, man, like, I'm sorry, bro, like, you ran into my bike. My fiance in the back, she was looking out the window, and she said the guy was clearly not even looking in our direction.
Gotcha.
And he was going across the street. He ran into us, but it looked like we hit him, and we had to spend, like, an extra, like, 30 minutes on that stupid thing that happened.
Wow.
And then and then our navigator, we got lost a little bit because I don't know, just silly, like, wrong turns and stuff. And we finally got there, like, 9 something. And there was, like, no parking. We found, like, one spot in a Hotel Kapaki parking garage, like, mm-hmm. underneath the hotel there. And it was, like, I swear to God, that was, like, the only space in the whole garage.
Wow.
it's still, like, you know, it's still a pretty popular event. I mean, this thing's been going on since 1968. That's 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty good. 45 years later, you know, something that, like, this is still going on.
Right,
and it's
right.
going pretty strong, too. So I think next year will also be another fantastic year.
Definitely. And just to add to that note, like, cosplayers weren't added until 1997. And,
really?
Yeah, and the reason why I remember that is because the announcer said that as we were passing by everybody in the parade. But yeah, like it wasn't established until 1987, which was interesting to hear. Yeah, it was cool. It was a very interesting event. Yeah. So, advice to everyone, come early, bring money for food. Oh, that's right. Bring cash, because a few places where I went to go buy food, it had to be cash only. They didn't take card. Yeah. So, and then if you did, you have to buy a certain amount of money, which...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so bring cash.
Man,
remember that. but I think that's going to do it for us.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think the next episode of the Connor actually will be probably next week, where we're going to be covering Daikon this upcoming weekend.
Okay.
And me and another buddy of mine are going to be covering it. So, yeah. If you guys are going to Daikon this weekend, I'll be there as Spider-Man. And, yeah, you'll see us around. Before we go, Kazu, where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me at twitter.com/HikaruKazushime. I know it's a little hard to spell for some people, so it's easier if you just type in Run Around Network on Twitter. You can find me there. You can also use that same those the same runner on network or Hikaru Kazushime to find me at Flickr. You can find me as runner on network on YouTube, where I recently started a new weekly show, and as well as Facebook. And we even have a like page for Runner On Network as well, and runneronnetwork.com, which is relaunching officially tomorrow night.
I cannot wait. Yes, follow this man's Twitter and his YouTube page. The video that he put out is awesome. And
Thank you.
cannot wait for the next episode, which comes out when
Tonight.
tonight? Tonight? All
Yep,
right,
tonight.
awesome. Yay. So by the time you listen to this podcast, it's already been out. you can follow me and my shenanigans on Twitter at Defective Naruto. You can follow us all my work I do on the website at missionstarpodcast.com. Follow us on YouTube, where we upload latest convention footage as well as podcasts on youtube.com/missionstarpodcast1. We have our Facebook, Mission Star Podcast, or Facebook/missionstarpodcast. We're on iTunes, or you can find this podcast on iTunes as well as the Conover. I mean, Mission Star Podcast or other podcasts we do every other week. We talk about video games and whatnot. And I'm trying to think. There's a lot of shit. Oh, so if you want to see us, play video games and whatnot, we often sometimes go on Own3D's to stream. So you can find us at Own3D/missionstart. I think that's it. I mean, like Kazu pointed out, like he has a lot of stuff. You guys can follow him at. He also has a Facebook. He also has other stuff too that I can't think of
Yep.
anything at the moment. But
Google
yeah, that's
Plus.
yeah. But that's gonna do it for us. I will say before we sign out. Was it I sent on Twitter to this, but Adam Sessler, the guy
Oh,
used to work at
man.
G4, left, or today's his last day at G4. So, props to him. I've been listening to his stuff since the early XPlex, XPlay Tech TV days,
Yep,
and
14 years
four,
he's been doing it.
14 years in the business, ladies and gentlemen. I in my opinion, he's one of the smartest people in the game industry. In my opinion, as far as like as an analyst of the industry and as an analyst in video games. So good luck to you, Mr. Sessler, if you're listening. I'm pretty sure you're not, but even then, good luck to you, sir, and all hope for the best. And with that, this is me and Kazu signing out. Laters.
Later.